Thank you for joining me for this week's Astrology Ride of the Week. We have a lot of movement in the sky. As I'm recording this, we have some movement. You're going to be waking up to shifts that we've been talking about for weeks now. So when you wake up, Neptune, the planet of illusions, dreams, spirituality, connectedness, will have left Pisces and moved into Aries. Also, Mercury, which has been retrograding, will have changed signs. There's a lot of big movement and shifts this week. Let's dive in and see what we got. When you get up in the morning on Sunday, Neptune, right here at 29 degrees Pisces, will be in Aries. And Mercury, Mercury and Neptune will have swapped places. Mercury will be at 29 degrees Pisces. All right. Now, we've been talking about Neptune going into Aries for a while. Neptune, the planet of dreams, intuition, illusions, and Aries is fiery energy. It's about initiating, being bold, putting all of this together. You have spiritual pursuits, creative inspiration, a call to action, pushing towards clarity, which will be a little hard because with Mercury, our thoughts, how we think, how we communicate, going into Pisces is actually going into its fall. Fall means it's the opposite of exaltation. Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. It's exalted in Virgo, which makes it fall. It's detriment and fall in Pisces. And we all know about Pisces energy. Pisces is dreamy. Pisces is creative. Pisces is intuitive. And Mercury is retrograde. Let's not forget, what is retrograde? Retrograde means review, rewind, revisit, reminisce, right? So things may come up. People may reappear for you to look at, revise, on going forward. Be mindful during retrogrades when you are contracts and things like that. Make sure we check it twice. Like the Christmas song, you'll be naughty if you don't check that list twice. Like Santa Claus, you're gonna have some rocks left in your Christmas stocking if you don't check your contracts. Miscommunications can come up, so make sure we are mindful. But it's also good energy for deep introspection and being very creative. Writing, music, all of that. Now, this is on Sunday. On Monday, the moon moves into Taurus, heading toward a conjunction with Uranus. But I want to bring your attention to Saturn here. Saturn, the planet of stability, structure, at 24 degrees. Uranus is in Taurus, 24 degrees. That is Earth, Taurus is earth. Pisces is water. That is a sextile aspect. Sextile aspects are harmonious. Harmonious. It's a Venus energy. And so, and these are two outer planets. Big shifts. Right? So, like I say, Saturn likes structure, it likes stability, but Uranus likes innovation, it likes newness, it likes shock and awe. Uranus is revolutionary. And so this energy, Uranus and Saturn meeting this week, it's about breaking barriers, breaking through barriers. Something you could have been working on for a long time, trying to put together. Could be the time to you figure out how to break through these barriers. Breaking barriers while maintaining stability. Breaking barriers while maintaining stability. And this energy, this Saturn-Uranus energy, will be in the air pretty much the whole week. Later on, I was going to bring this up later on, but if we see here, Mars is at 23 degrees. Mars will, on Wednesday, end up at 24 degrees. Mars in Cancer, that's water. It will trine the Saturn. And while sextile Uranus. So if I turn everything off and just leave, so just isolate, so y'all could really see, 24 degrees, Mars in Cancer. At 24 degrees, Saturn in Pisces, 24 degrees. And actually, if you look here, Saturn is in the bounds of Mars. And so, what does that mean? What does being in the bounds of Mars? This Saturn has to go through Mars to actually get its agenda done. And with Mars sending a harmonious, supportive energy in a trine. Trine is of Jupiter energy. Jupiter and Venus, sextile. Jupiter and Venus are both benefic planets. What is benefic? A benefic means it wants to do good things. And so there is, and also if we look here, Uranus is in the bounds of Saturn. And Mars is in the bounds of Jupiter. This trine is of Jupiter energy. Uranus in the bounds of Saturn has to answer to Saturn. And so, and this Mars, Saturn has to answer to this Mars. And so, is it time for this Mars? Is this triggering Mars saying, hey, you know, all that stuff you've been working on for a while, you know, Now it's time to go forward, move forward, innovate. And so when you look at these numbers, 24, 24, 24, I have to ask myself, what's up with the number 24? And when it comes to the number 24, I need a little help. Let's ask Mr. Mental, what is the deal with the number 24?
There's a lot going on with 22 plus 4 equals 6. 6 is the number of creativity. 6 is also with the focus on the expression of the creativity. Like, how are you? Are you doing it with your left hand or your right hand? Which one is more comfortable? The energy of the two. That's the mother number, the number of the nurturer, the intuition. The feminine number comes to the four. That number is the number that we rely on. It's very dependable to get things done. It's the number of practicality, the physical side of the work. And so when you put them all together, we can look at it as intuitively working through your creativity or working through your intuition to express your creativity.
I like how you brought in the creativity, because this connects with the Pisces energy. It talks about, it also connects with the Uranus energy of being innovative and spontaneous. Creatively figuring out a solution. Thank you, Mr. Mental. You guys just heard what's going on with the number 24. Let's continue. Let me turn everything back on. Now, as we see, that's not the only thing that's going on Wednesday. This energy, this Mars, Saturn, Uranus energy will be in the air for days as well. We also have to bring in another aspect. What aspect is that? Mercury will be meeting up with the North. Mercury, still in retrograde, will be meeting up with the North Node. Wait a minute. Tuesday, I forgot to tell you that on Tuesday, Venus, the planet of love, what we love, values, will be meeting up with the North Node. Venus retrograde in Pisces conjuncts the North Node in Pisces. Karmic lessons in relationships and values. Revisiting past patterns and learning about important lessons when it comes to love and communication inside of relationships. And then the very next day, Mercury meets up with the North Node. Wow, all of this, again, this trine, this Mars, Saturn trine, this Uranus sextile to Saturn. Sextile to Saturn and sextile to Mars. And so it seems like Uranus may be trying to give some blessings this week, depending on what you see as a blessing. Can a curse, could something that you see as a curse turn out to be a blessing? And could a blessing, something that you thought was a blessing, actually turn out to be a curse. This week, you never know. You could find out. I'm looking at Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to be some intense week. Also, when the same day on Tuesday when Venus and the North Node meet, the moon will join in with this Saturn Uranus sextile. The moon will be conjunct conjunct Uranus while Uranus is sextile Saturn. And on Tuesday, that could bring up sudden emotional insights, unexpected shifts and shakeups, shaking up your routine. The moon is about emotions. Are you emotionally attached to that routine? Something may happen to shake it up. Shake, rattle, and roll. So I'm looking at this week energy to really be intense. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Relationships, destiny in relationships. Faded relationships. Finances, creative projects. Revision of all of that that which is creative. Now, let's not forget, Pisces is a water sign. Cancer is a water sign. Water is about feelings, emotions, intuition. Taurus is it's fixed earth. Earth is about stability, grounding. Pisces is about dreams. Grounding them dreams and make them reality. Or are your dreams, what's the opposite of reality? Fantasy. That idea did you have? That you have and you've been working on. Did you get it from the island that the little man said, the plane, the plane, the plane? We're going to start the week off. The moon will move into Taurus midday. By the evening time on Sunday. And so the moon will go from Taurus in your chart this week and end up in Cancer. We're going to be emotionally focused in your chart, going through Taurus and ending the week in Cancer, conjunct Mars. But wait. I say the best for last because here's the moon Mars conjunction. It's going to be at 25 degrees. I really like Saturday. All right? We're going to end the week up on a high note, in my opinion. Venus will meet up with Saturn at 25 degrees. The moon and Mars will be at 25 degrees. Let me go back an hour just to show you. See? Moon Mars at 25 degrees. Venus Saturn at 25 degrees. This trine is still in engagement. This engagement is with within 3 degrees. Right? Moon, Mars, Venus all belong to the night set. So the three night set planets are going to be working together, all converging on Saturn in Pisces, who happens to be a day set planet. But wait, there's more. We also have the Sun exalted in Aries. The Sun really loves to be in Aries. And we also have Jupiter sitting here in Gemini. I know Jupiter is in detriment in Gemini, but it's going to be at 16 degrees in the bounds of Venus. The Sun is going to be at 16 degrees Aries. Air to fire. Harmonious Venusian energy in the form of a sextile. Let's remember, after all of this intense, heavy, shocking, emotionally shifting, Neptune shifting week, we ending up on a bang. Jupiter will be in the bounds of Venus. The Sun and Jupiter belong to the day set, and they are having a harmonious conversation, and the Sun is happy. The Moon will be with Mars, even though Mars is in fall, the Moon rules it. And so, is the Moon coming to calm Mars down a little bit and say, hey man, chill out a little bit. Go on and let them pass. Is Venus coming back to talk to Saturn and saying, hey, I've done the work. Can I go forward? I've done this Pisces work. Am I allowed to go forward? Big energy as you ride this wave of astrology this week. This is your astrology ride of the week. We have dynamic shifts. It's about embracing structure and spontaneity. Pay attention to dreams. Meditation is huge this week. Go within. And remember, it's much easier to ride the waves than swim and try to go against the current. Recognize which way the wave is pushing you and go with the flow. I want to thank y'all for joining me this week on this astrology ride of the week. I want to make sure you subscribe if you're not a subscriber. I appreciate it if you like, share the show with a friend, coworker, family member. If you're looking for a reading and need some guidance, come to iamastrologyreadings.com, book a reading. And if you contact me, you never know, I might make you a t-shirt if you want one. You got to catch me in the right mood. People been looking at these I Am Astrology Reading t-shirts, been inquiring. So I might pull out the press. Y'all got to realize every one of these shirts are personally made by me. Yours truly. I'm a one-man band over here. But I appreciate all the likes, follows, listens, reading of the blogs. Remember, if you get the blog and you read the blog, you can watch the video right there on the blog. You don't have to go come all the way to YouTube. It's right there on the blog. with that said, being said, you know how I end this? Know thyself. Balance your energy.